I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, I'm not on vacation yet. We got tonight. We got an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I'm in such a good mood from another win. I'm taking phone calls tonight. I never take phone calls. Tonight, it's different, though. I want you to think of me like Santa Claus, Chris. Like somebody, what? Somebody who gives back to everyone. That's how I want you to think of me. Apparently, Biden's DOJ is going after another Trump person. Dr. Oz is doing Trump wrong. All that and much, much more. Let's get to a couple calls first. Remember, to the point. I rarely do this. To the point. Jonathan in Tennessee, go.
Yes, sir. I have several Democrat acquaintances, and they have been completely awful jerks for years about conservatives and Trump. Now that Biden's in office, suddenly they're quiet. Should I stick it in their faces like they've been sticking it in mine?
Yes. The answer to that question is absolutely yes. And here's why. It's actually not out of spite. It's for their own benefit. I don't think you should be over the top about it. You should 100% be obnoxious to the point where they get angry and then say, yeah, that sucks when someone gets on you about this stuff, doesn't it? Maybe let's all keep that in mind for the future. This is why I'm pro-cancel culture. This is why I'm proud that we got somebody canceled out of a grand marshal parade, some trans activist lady. It's not that I want cancel culture. It's not that I want these angry mobs to whip up into a frenzy and get people canceled. I don't want to live in a society like that. That's the last kind of society I want to live in. I want to live and let live. I want to be left alone. I want to go home tonight and have a bourbon and watch a documentary and maybe even read a book. Very exciting night. I want to be left alone. You won't leave me alone. So I have two options. I can A, try to inspire you by my live and let live principles. Well, that hasn't worked for me. I'm 40 years old. So option B is I can feed you your own rules. I can play them the way you play them. I can play them better than you play them. I mean, talking about what we were talking about earlier, I'll get back to the calls here in a second. Someone texted me, I guess this town that I was talking about, Friendswood, it's not that big. Remember, 40, 50,000 people. And one of my buddies texted me, you know, I guess the of course, City Hall is not that pleased with me. And he said, hey, you want to send the mayor a pizza and some cake or something like that? It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a no water, it's all water under the bridge type thing. And I said, why? I'm the one with the power. He should send me a pizza. I don't have to send you squat. Don't think I'm going to extend a hand to you. We're enemies. You treat me like an enemy. I treat you like an enemy, and may the best man win. Jason in San Diego, go.
Hey, Jesse. So I have a friend that is a general and in the Army, and he just told me a story that has me really concerned, that he's got a trans woman who, you know, is transitioning from a man to a woman, and the government paid for it. What's concerning me is that they are standing down combat training because this man, the women don't want to shower with this man, don't want the man to be the biological man to be in the same showering area, you know, all of the stuff that we've been talking about with trans people in the military. It what's concerning me is that he said they are now stopping training because this person is filing complaints, discrimination complaints, because the women don't want to shower with this man. And this is just one story from a friend of mine. So I started thinking, man, this might become such a huge issue because they're all going to start to be, okay, how do we be more sensitive to all of these people? And guess what? Now we're not going to be combat ready.
Great call. And let me tell you a few things that are going on right now you should be aware of. You've heard me talk about the soft purge before, and I'll actually get to that because I have another little bit of information on that right now. But hold on the soft purge for a minute. We understand, I mean, how many times, like when I talk to you about Mantis X, what do I always talk to you about? Training, 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 training. Training is all that matters. And I really want to emphasize this. When we have historically had elite militaries in this country. Now, how's that possible? Are we just because we have this American DNA in there, we're just naturally better troops than other places? No. We have great tactics and things like that, but we have more money to produce better training. Better training. It's all about time. It's all about the hours of the day. It's simply a matter of time. I've used this example before. I'll use it again. If today, you and me, we sign a contract that says 1 year from now, we're going to meet and we're going to fight to the death. And you spend the next 8 hours a day, every single day for 365 days a year, training to do different things that will teach you how to kill me when we finally meet. And I spend 4 hours a day learning how to kill you, but another 4 hours learning about how evil white people are and that I should chop my penis off. When we meet, I'm going to be half as good as you, and I'm going to die. Armies around the world are not taking critical time to cater to trans people. That's insane. They would never even consider it. But what we've had, what's happened in this country is we have a complete lack of standards now. And it's not just because the communists want to destroy everything. Obviously, that's the main factor behind it. They look at the military. It's something they control because it falls under the federal government. It falls under the commander-in-chief. And therefore, they have the freedom to push all their social initiatives in the military, and they can't get in trouble for it. He's the commander-in-chief. If he wants transgenders in there, transgenders are going to be in there. There's precious little anyone can do about it. So they use that power. But that's not really the main problem. Yeah, that's the driving factor. The problem is the tolerance of the right. The right has been so neutered for so long that they won't speak boldly about anything. You know how I go off. I'm not going to do it again right now. But you know how I go off about women on the ships, on the naval vessels, and what a disaster that's been. I'm not going to cover it again right now. When I say that about women on the ships, every single time I say it, I will get text messages from friends of mine who are listening to the show, people you would know, politicians and people on the radio. And they say, man, you're so right. Gosh, it's so right. And yet, nobody else speaks about this. Nobody else speaks about this. We have a U.S. Navy that is rotting from within, and no one, because you don't want to offend women, no one will step up and say something. When it comes to the trans thing, shutting down combat training to cater to some guy who wants to cut his penis off, that's insane. But we are so lacking any boldness on our side to stand up and say, okay, no, you don't get treatment. You don't get taxpayer-funded treatment. You get kicked out of the military now because you can't control your mental illness, and you can go deal with your mental illness somewhere else. That is a very simple conversation to have, and one that a sane country would have, but we don't have that conversation here. Instead, we have to cater to everybody's whims. Well, are we tolerant enough? Are we tolerant about this or tolerant about that? I want to be tolerant. Are we tolerant? Am I tolerant? Have I turned the other cheek enough? Oh my gosh, my neck hurts. I've turned the other cheek so much. We on the right have allowed our good nature. We've allowed, to be frank, our Christian-based nature to turn us into something we should not be. It has turned us into these navel-gazing weaklings who refuse to speak boldly about anything, even when you get somebody on the right politician, pundit, whoever it may be, that comes out with a bold opinion. What do they do every single time? Every single time you hear someone on the right have an opinion about something, what do they do that might be controversial? What do they do? If I was to say black people are attacking Asians in cities across America. I've talked about this before extensively. I just openly talk about it. There's tension between those cultures. Black people were attacking Asians. Let's dig in and figure out what the problem is. You know what? Every other person in the country, if they even wanted to touch it, you know what they would do? They would say, well, I want to be clear that I love black people and I'm not a racist and my friend's black. But you had to do a long list of qualifiers before you could just have an opinion. We are so weak and scared and brittle. I don't understand where it's coming from. We are right. They are evil. Fight boldly. All right, I'll get back to these calls. 877-377-4373. But let's talk about smells. Have you ever had anything in your home that eliminates odor? I'm not talking about the weird candles my wife buys or the little oil thingies they plug into the wall that make the whole house smell like cinnamon. I mean, something that actually takes odors out of the air. You probably haven't. I never have. Eden Pure Thunderstorm will. If you maybe have a new baby, go put the Eden Pure Thunderstorm in that room. Those diapers won't smell anymore. Put it by the litter box. Put it where the dog sleeps. Put it in the kitchen. Put one in your bedroom and watch your allergies go away. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. And that'll get you a 3-pack under $200. That's $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse3. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. The whole show's your emails, but get them into Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. One more thing on this military thing before I get back to the calls. Again, I know it's rare. I'm taking calls tonight. Guy brought up the general having to shut down training because of the trans thing. Just heard from an Army buddy of mine. Year to date, do you know how the Army's doing on recruiting year to date? They have recruiting goals every year. Of course, you would set goals. Oh, we want this many people. You know how many they've got? Half of what they need. 50%. 50, in case I stuttered a little bit there. Why? This is the soft purge of the military I've been warning about. That Iowa farm boy, hardened dude in the ghetto, Montana cowboy, guy out hunting deer right now in Texas, 16, 17-year-old boys who want to be better and get tougher and want to see what they're made of and serve their country. You know, the kind of guys who win wars, they don't want to go have to shower with a transgender. They don't want to hear how evil white people are. They don't want a new LGBTQ lecture every single day. They want to go shoot guns and blow things up and learn how to kill people. That's what they want to do. And they're not going to join this military. The soft purge of the military is real. And I guess I should have been more forceful about the fact I'm not talking about in the future. It's happening right now. Right now it's happening. It's terrible, man. Terrible. Oh, nice. My buddy Joaquin in Pennsylvania. Joaquin, last time you called us, you weren't doing good. You picked that chin back up, sir?
Yeah, I'm still pretty down. I'm very pessimistic, but I do want to talk about, you talked about Audie Murphy, you know, on Monday, the Medal of Honor. So anyway, there's really so much more about this man. As a matter of fact, if you're into watching Westerns, you can watch him on a regular basis on like the Inspirational Channel. He was a movie star. He also starred in the movie about his experiences as himself in the movie To Hell and Back. Now, Audie Murphy was a seventh of 12 children, and he dropped out of school in the fifth grade to pick cotton for $1 a day and to support his brothers and sisters by hunting. Now, also, if you remember, his rank of lieutenant, Those were all battlefield commissions, and he received every medal of valor that the U.S. had to give, plus three from France and one from Belgium. So he also would have received an appointment to West Point, except his injuries caused him to leave the Army. This was a truly amazing man.
An amazing man, and thank you for that. Yes, he sure as heck was an amazing man. Steven in Spokane, go.
Jesse Kelly, my favorite crayon eater. Hey, man, I wanted to say I appreciate the Frito Bandito song. We got a buddy of mine. He's a Mexican guy, and he is henceforth and forever known as Frito Bandito. Have a good day, brother.
You be good, man. Good for him.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, 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 Fritos.
That's so beautiful. And yes, Chris, we have resurrected that in answer to your question. Channing in Spokane. Go, boss.
Jesse, I love the balls. Got to know, hunting, fishing, the lifestyle up here. Where are you going? What are you catching?
I am, well, hold on. Shoot, I probably can't say. That's probably a security risk to say. See, here's the problem. Where I'm going and what am I catching? I give you my word, Channing and everyone else, when I get back, I will give you all the updates on it. But here's something that has happened on the show. What, Chris? I'm not telling you the state either, Chris. It might be this state. It might be right next door. I'm not telling you. Anyway, here's what's happened, and you're going to have to forgive me for this. As you can tell, I'm not what you'd call trained or professional at this whatsoever. We're very new to this. I only started doing this like 4 years ago now, about 4 years ago. And I do things that you shouldn't do. I know you shouldn't do, especially with a show that's gigantic, but we just got used to doing them. Chris, when me and Chris were doing a 1 hour show from the station here in Houston, it was 1 hour. It was 7 to 8 o'clock at night. We would like sometimes a woman 1 year, what I forget what the occasion was, Chris, she sent us a pie. Like she sent us a pie. Yeah, oh, it was my birthday. Or yeah, okay, on my birthday, she sent us a pie. Well, Chris and I didn't hesitate. We're sitting there in the studio. I mean, here's a pie. Let's eat a pie. And so that's the kind of stuff we used to do. And then you start talking to all these radio suits and the guys who've done this a long time, and they said, Jesse, you are insane. You don't eat things people send to you. What's the matter with you? What, Chris? Yes, we need a taster. Michael? No, seriously, but it's, they've lectured me on how loosey-goosey I am about things, like eating things people send, because everyone knows food is my weakness. Anyone could have me killed in a heartbeat. Just drop some arsenic and some queso and send it to the studio, and everyone knows I would eat it. I'm trying to be better about that. So I will tell you, I give you my word, I will tell you where I'm going. I will tell you where I'm going. I'll tell you when I get back. I'll tell you when I get back. And remember, I'll be here tomorrow. We're doing a fresh, live Ask Dr. Jesse show tomorrow. Email your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You got me for one more day. Frank in New York, go, boss.
After this week in the Supreme Court, the left is going to try to pack the Supreme Court. The first question the Senate committee has always asked since Roe v. Wade is, do you believe in stare decisis? Stare decisis dictates 150 years of precedent that the court should state nine justices. The nominee should stand up, drop the mic, and leave the room.
I don't know what that last part was about, but he thinks they're going to try to pack the courts. I don't disagree they'd like to pack the courts. They don't have the option of packing the courts. They don't have the option because they don't have the votes. They didn't have the votes to get through Joe Biden's gigantic infrastructure bill he tried to pass, his big Build Back Better thing. So there's no way they have the votes to confirm five new Supreme Court justices. Don't get me wrong. I think they'd like to. It's not a stupid suggestion. I don't think they're going to. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I can't get the smile off my face, baby. We got a huge Supreme Court ruling that's awesome. We got another pelt on the wall, another commie gone. We're rocking and rolling today. Life is good. I mean, life is good. It's even good if you're Dome. I don't know if you saw, but Dome went and shot hoops today with some teenagers. And, man, it's something to watch. If you're curious about the video, it's actually, I'm going to play it on my TV show tonight. Remember, I have a TV show every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the first TV. She's not athletic. I mean, I genuinely thought, I thought we'd get more than a rim job, but that's all we got. It was terrible. Absolutely embarrassing to watch. Jack in Colorado, go.
Yeah, hey, Jesse. I'm active duty, and for the sake of my career, I'm just going to say something that's open, public knowledge, and just factual in terms of the Army's new memorandums for accepting new candidates. Their numbers have gotten so low, they're lowering their weight standards. They've lowered the Army Combat Fitness Test standard. They got rid of the leg tucks because so few, include especially females, they have such a high failure rate for that. And they've also started allowing candidates, they just passed a new memorandum, I think yesterday, they are accepting neck and hand tattoos, which is a first in decades.
You heard it from him, Jack. I appreciate you. I love these kind of updates. You heard it from him. No big deal. Look, hey, it's okay. China, they're putting super carriers in the water. They're giving their troops testosterone injections to make sure they're even stronger than we are. We are eliminating physical fitness standards, eliminating the leg tuck because it wasn't allowing women in. Now we have hand and neck tattoos. I guess that's okay. I mean, neck tattoo just screams, I make bad decisions, so that's why you join the Army. Quit, Chris. Hey, look, if they make good decisions, they join the Marines. Chris, that's not my problem. But in all seriousness, does it sound like we're getting ready to fight another war? Do we sound like all those historical powers you've learned about who are just gearing up to get their teeth kicked in? Gosh, it sucks. All right. Andrew, Missouri, go.
Hey, Jesse. I got a different take on all this that's going on. You know, with COVID and the inflation in our economy, for the last 5 or 10 years, countries have been ditching the dollar. Our money's worth nothing. I believe it's like when you go into bankruptcy, they'll tell you, buy as much stuff as you can. I truly believe that this is a result because our money's worth nothing. We need to bankroll the world's economy so everyone's in the same boat as us. As far as trans people in the military, I was in the Army. People got out of going to Vietnam by saying they were gay. So if we eliminate all of those criteria, you can say you're a bicycle, and if we have a draft, hey, we take you too. Like, I don't believe that this is truly all happening like it is. You have useful idiots like AOC and Biden, and they put them in the role so we can look back in the history books and say, oh, our country went to, you know what, in a handbasket. Well, look, we had a guy with dementia running the country. I truly think that what we're doing in this country is we're rattling the dog in the cage. Right now, Americans need to think that everything is about to be lost, because it is. And if we do go into a world war, we'll have a draft, and people are going to have something to fight for. They're going to drop the curtain and say, hey, look, China.
I tell you what's going to happen. They're going to draft our daughters. You know they're going to draft daughters now, right? I mean, the draft is ugly enough when they're coming to your door and snatching up your son. How about your baby girl? And I know I'm supposed to say, well, women are the same as men. No, they're not. No, they are most definitely not. And it hurts bad enough with men dying in combat. It'll hurt much worse when it's a woman. I promise you that much. Gosh, what are we doing? Mike in Florida, go.
Yeah, Jess, I love your show. I got a couple of things. I'm really nervous, but I got to ask you. And I got to get your honest opinion. Oh. I read your resume, man. You are a man. 6'9".
6'8".
Dad owns a construction company. You got a wife who's a gymnast. Two great boys making some nice coin. And my question is, Jess, why is McCarthy and Cocaine Mitch and all these people coming after Trump now? Why are they doing it, Jess? Coming after Trump?
Let me explain. Let me explain, Mike. And I can tell you're getting upset. Let me explain, man. I have talked about this on the show before, and let's talk about this. You know, everyone knows the story of Julius Caesar, right? A lot of people know he was a general, that they maybe know that much. What you might not know is he might be the greatest general of all time. I mean, he's incredible, great general. And you know that he was killed. Everyone knows Caesar was assassinated. Everybody knows that part of it. Chris even has a pen holder, a very disrespectful pen holder here in the office where the pens, you stick the pens in Caesar's back and that's where they stick him. It's not right, Chris. It's not, anyway, but that's what they know. But why was Caesar assassinated? Caesar, whether you love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. Caesar was challenging something. When governments lose their way, stick around long enough, get away with this, get away with that. When governments lose their way, they become completely rotted and corrupt. But that's not even the worst news. The worst news is when you have a rotted, corrupt government that has completely lost their way, it's deadly. Corrupt, rotted governments, corrupt systems, you know how I call what we have now the system? Corrupt systems, they kill people who challenge them. They kill people who challenge them. I have heard before, my buddy, Daryl Cooper has said this, so I don't want to take credit for his words, but I have had the same thought, so I'll just repeat them. Daryl Cooper believes that Donald Trump, quote, losing the election, if we're going to act like he actually lost, but Donald Trump losing the election saved his life, and I don't disagree with that at all. Have you ever in your life seen such pushback against a president? Never have you. It was everywhere. It was everywhere you turned. They impeached him twice over nothing. It was every article. Nobody's ever seen that kind of pushback, right or left, to a president. But why? I mean, wrap your mind around this. The system is so corrupt and was so mad about Donald Trump that Donald Trump disastrously signed Operation Warp Speed, pushed Operation Warp Speed. So he was the one handing out huge chunks of cash to pharmaceutical companies, and they rewarded him by holding the announcement there was a vaccine until after the election. And then, like 5 minutes after the election, they said, oh, Joe Biden won. Hey, there's a vaccine. Every part of the system was so against him. Every single part of it, top to bottom, State Department, FBI, media, Hollywood, they've all lined up against him. Why are they against Trump? It's because of what Trump represents. Trump represents a shock to the corrupt system. He is what I've always called a system disruptor. When you walk in and you start renegotiating trade deals, do you have any idea how many very, very wealthy, powerful people had a great scam going with those trade deals you're renegotiating? When Trump steps in and he puts a stop to these generals and the military-industrial complex thing, or at least attempts to, you know how many people get very concerned? Donald Trump is a system disruptor, somebody who will screw up the corrupt game they have going. That's why it was such a vicious, visceral response to him. All right, These are great. I'm going to keep going. You guys are killing it. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. And you get bonus points if you call on your Pure Talk phone. Because that tells me you put your money where your morals are. If you are every single month making your monthly cell phone payment to AT&T or T-Mobile or to Verizon, then you are doing what I have done for much of my life. I'm ashamed to admit it. You are funding the people who are trying to destroy your country. We are funding our enemies. When we don't put our money where our mouth is, we are funding our enemies. We have to stop with this. Switch to Pure Talk. CEO fought for this country in Vietnam. Proud of America. Loves your values. You don't see any Pride Month stuff out of Pure Talk, do you? And you never will. And you save a fortune. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk tonight. Takes less than 10 minutes.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and don't forget you can watch me do the show if that's your thing. You can go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up there and watch me do it. We're taking phone calls, taking all kinds of calls tonight. They've been killing it. I never take phone calls, but tonight I'm such a naturally generous person that I felt the need to take calls, Chris. Brandon in Jersey, go. Maybe this was a mistake. That's what I get for talking it up. That's what I get. Brian in Denver, go.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody finally touched on the fact that it's the cities, counties, and states that are the reason that we're losing to the communists. Mm-hmm. Our Secretary of State here in Colorado is married to a member of the Board of Directors for Dominion Voting Systems.
Oh,
That's a bit of a conflict of interest right there. Of course, our wonderful Governor Polis is definitely on board with Biden and his shenanigans.
Look, we have to remember how the communists took over everything now. Because here's what's happened. It seems like it was about 5 minutes ago, you woke up and I woke up and it was, hold on, wait, what? They have professional sports? When did that happen? Wait, corporations are involved in this now? Corporations never did that. What? How did this happen? Like, we're looking around. And we're wondering, wow, did they just magically appear there? Remember this. Back in the 50s and 60s, the communists were right where they should be, down on the street with no power whatsoever, just a rabid mob. But the communists figured out something. They figured out the goal is to take over the education system, to take over the education system and reprogram an entire society from the bottom up. You remember when Yuri talked about it?
Demoralization, it takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism.
They were very purposeful about it. They even went for the school boards. We were busy thinking we were safe because we were winning elections or we had this president or this Congress. And they said, oh, okay, President, Congress, that's very nice. I think I'll take your children away from you for 8 hours a day and teach them to hate your freaking guts and hate America and hate themselves. We are not going to save this country by starting at the head. Quit, Chris. We're going to save this country from the ground up. We have to start at the feet. We have to start with the city councils and the school boards. I cannot tell you how many blood red areas in this country have completely communist school boards, because they're the only ones who are smart enough to realize that's where the battle's won. And the problem is, it's not sexy, right?
And we love sexy. We love flashy. I want to go to Congress and get one of those pins on my chest. Hey, look, I've got a huge staff, security. I walk into white marble buildings. Your local school board isn't walking into a white marble building. That's not sexy. It's you getting off of work and having to go down for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and listen to people blather on about social studies. It's boring. It's crappy. It's how we take the country back. It's not national. Yeah, I want a red wave in November like you do, and I want the presidency in 2024 and all that stuff. Woohoo, that's great. Tell me how many school boards we're going to win. How many sheriffs we're going to win. DA, city council, mayor. That's where we're going to win. And not only can we win there, it's an option for us. We can win there. That is the farm team. They will eventually, you know, your city councilman goes to the state legislature and then goes to Congress and maybe sits in the Oval Office one day. That's how we build from the bottom up, from the bottom up, always. All right. Before I get to more calls, I mentioned it a second earlier and I should have elaborated on it more because I'm going to harp on this for over and over and over and over and over again. Training with your weapon. Training with your weapon. Believe me when I tell you, you need to train, and you need to train with both hands. And that sucks. It's not fun. Everyone enjoys shooting with their dominant hand. Your less dominant hand, you kind of feel stupid. Oh, the sights aren't working. You need to train yourself. And it's easy to talk your way out of it now because ammo is so expensive and gas is so expensive. I don't want to go to the range. Get a Mantis X system. Mantis X. It attaches to your weapon. It's really easy. You know I don't know technology, right? And I can do it easily. It attaches to your weapon, and you practice in your home. They give you drills and feedback. You will get good with a Mantis X, but you gotta get it, and you gotta practice. MantisX.com. MantisX.com. Get one today, all right? All right. Leonardo in New York City. Go, boss. Guess we lost him, Chris. Johnny in Jersey. Go, boss.
People should know that they can help Marines attend a fancy Marine Corps birthday gala. Some of them are very expensive, $1.50, $200 a head. I was blessed enough to pave the way for like 6 Marines back for the 241st birthday of the Marine Corps at a place in Queens, New York. I worked with Toys for Tot a bit and the Marine Corps law enforcement, so people can go to the recruiting station and find out how to get in contact with somebody who's running a fancy ball and pave the way for those deserving Marines who can't.
That's pretty cool. That's a good idea. You can go pay for the Marines. I like it. I dig it, Johnny. I dig it. Teal in upstate New York. Go, boss.
An elephant is sitting on a bench. A donkey comes up and sits next to him on the same bench. And the elephant goes, "How's your kid doing in kindergarten?" "Well, he went to school today, then he come home a jackass."
That's terrible, Teal. That's a terrible joke. That's such a dad joke. Honestly, when he said it was an elephant and a donkey, I thought he was going to talk about The View. I had no idea that what, Chris? I didn't know. I didn't know if he was going to talk about feminism. Did you hear Pfizer's CEO, by the way?
Do you think we're going to get updated mRNA vaccines every season that'll be directed to each new variation of the coronavirus? And will we have to take those shots every year?
I'm almost certain about it. I say almost certain because, of course, regulators have the final say in all of that. But that's the beauty of mRNA. You can adapt your vaccine just by changing the sequencing, which is a very minor change, either manufacturing or in the properties of the vaccine, safety or efficacy, but can make a huge difference in the way that responds to the virus. So for this reason, I'm very confident that we'll be able to respond very, very fast to every new variant.
Of course. Look, they're Johnny on the spot, baby. They'll adjust those things. Don't you worry. They've got you covered. You can get vaccinated from now until forever. Gosh. All right, we have to talk about this Oz Trump thing. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'll get to some emails, and I will take some more calls. These have been great. 877-377-4373. And don't forget, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.